welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Ron writes in and says, a friend of mine who is not a Christian presented me with an objection recently I was not sure how to respond to. The objection he had to belief in Jehovah God as presented in the Old Testament is that Jehovah frequently ordered the killing of enemies of Israel by the Israelites themselves and through other means. And my friend asked, how is the Old Testament Jehovah God different from the Muslim God Allah, whom Muslims claim has ordered them to kill all infidels? Or how is the Christian God different, inasmuch as he too, at times at least, has asked for and arranged the killing of infidels? How would you respond?
Well, God has the right to kill anybody he wants. And in fact, he is responsible for all death. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We don't own our lives. God owns our lives. He made them, and he has the right to do with them as he please. The question becomes, when he uses a human to do that, what are we to think? There is an overlap between the way Muslims think about God and the way Christians think about God in the Old Testament. Clearly, God appointed that Joshua would go into the Promised Land and he would destroy the inhabitants. And the reason, he said in Deuteronomy 9, is that they are greatly wicked. It's not because of your righteousness that you're going in there, because of their great wickedness. And way back in Genesis 15, when God promised the land to Abraham, he said, you're going to go down to Egypt and spend 400 years there because the sins of the Amalekites are not yet complete. So God was giving time, and the sins of the pagan people were filling up with more and more resistance to God's common grace. And then the time came right for their judgment, and he used the people of Israel to judge them by appointing them to go in and kill. Now, I believe that. If the Muslims say that's the way our God did it too, I say, okay, there's that overlap. The difference now is, with the coming of Jesus Christ, God does not relate to people like that anymore. Back then, the people of God were a theocratic, ethnic, political entity. Today, we're not. With the coming of Jesus Christ, the kingdom has been taken away from the people of Israel and given to a people bearing the fruits of it, namely the church. The church is a people gathered from all tongues and tribes and peoples and nations. Jesus Christ himself has borne our sins, and he sends us out to preach a gospel of forgiveness for sins and grace based on the death of Jesus Christ. And what unites us now is not our political, ethnic realities, but rather faith in Jesus Christ. And so we're not building a kingdom. We're not protecting an ethnic entity. We are gathering people from all the peoples, and we're doing it in the name of a crucified Savior who are called to love their enemies and die for their enemies. Christians now spread the gospel by suffering and dying, not by killing. So a change has happened, and there's the big difference. Muslims don't have a Savior. They don't have Christ. They don't have a means of forgiveness. They simply have an authoritative God who says, do this and not that, and you wait till you get to heaven to see whether or not that might have been enough, and they still believe that he can authorize his people to kill the infidels. And so today, there's a huge difference between Christianity, as Christ has defined it for us, and Islam. Not only do they not have a Savior, and Jesus is a Savior, but Jesus calls us to suffer and to die and to spend ourselves and sacrifice for the lost, not to win faith by coercion. When Pilate said, so you are then a king, and Jesus said, you say that I'm a king, but my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my disciples would be fighting. Now, that's huge to me, because what it says is, we don't fight to establish God's kingdom. We do not take up arms. Bullets and bombs is not how Christianity spreads. And the reason is because it's a faith that happens through people putting their belief in Jesus without coercion. You can't put a gun to somebody's head and make them a Christian, or a sword to their throat and make them a Christian. Whereas I think Islam believes that you can subdue people and make them do the five things that Muslims do. If they're willing to do them, then they qualify. Christianity is a radically different thing. We have to voluntarily renounce sin and embrace Jesus as our substitute sacrifice and our substitute righteousness. And when we do, we are justified and given an eternal inheritance in heaven. And out of that hope, we lay our lives down for other people and spread the gospel that way, not by killing.
Ask Pastor John, a podcast of John Piper and Desiring God. Know God and enjoy Him more than ever through spending time today at our website, desiringgod.org, desiringgod.org.